Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, recording this month's bonus ep just for you on Thursday afternoon, March 28th, 2024. Before I introduce today's guests, my esteemed guests, I must say this. From the corrections department, the movie Jeffrey Wright is in is called Crime and Punishment in Suburbia, not just Crime and Punishment. My guest today, that concludes the visit to the corrections department. My guests today are waiting patiently. Let's meet them. They are Sam Levine, Carmen Morales, and Johnny Taylor Jr. Hello.
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 Thank you so much for having me back on.
Well, let's hang on a second. Let's hold on to your individual statements, because it's time to introduce everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. So coincidentally, you're first up. Hey, Carmen Morales, Happy New Year.
Thank you, and a Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, happy birthday, happy Arbor Day, happy flag
all the things.
Day, all the days. All the days. Days.
One would
happy
be
happy sauteed
about.
Spinach Day, I think that's a thing too, maybe. But
there's
again,
so
thank
many
you so much
days
for having me back on.
These days. There's a day for practically everything. Now the overlap, I'll like look at my social media in the morning and it'll be like hashtag International Pizza Day and then hashtag National Hot Dog Day. And then, you know, like it's everything has more than one day now, even because you can have an international day and a national day. It's just,
I think we should start having county
insane
days and municipality days and city days.
Anything to make things more complicated, because as I've been saying on Doug Loves Movies lately, you know, people say to me, how come you keep mentioning movies you don't want to see? Doesn't the theme song say that you'd see anything and that you love movies? And it's like, I'll tell you what, this is, I love movies so much that I've gotten to the point where I'd rather watch one that I already like out of the hundreds that I already adore than taking a chance on a new one that might suck. And, you know, so that makes it harder for me to get to the new ones, makes it feel like I'm ignoring the new ones. And believe you me, I am not. I have opinions about movies I haven't seen. But let's meet the rest of our guests today. Also joining us and joining me at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California on Sunday, April 7th, it's Johnny Taylor Jr. Happy Woo! New Year.
Yes. Doug Benson, how are you?
You might be the first person that can say to me, hey, you already said Happy New Year to me because you're one of the first people I said it to this year because we did a New Year's Eve gig together.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I think you might have been the first person I said Happy New Year's to. We didn't kiss. Disappointing.
No.
But fun, weird shows. We had two of them.
Yeah, it's true. I have a question about our gig in Sunnyvale because you're one of a couple of the other great comics that I have joining me there. But you're like in Buffalo with Brian Posehn like the night before.
Yep, I am.
That is quite a schedule you've set up for yourself.
I get back to Sacramento at about 1 p.m. on Sunday, okay, and then right. I'll drive into Sunnyvale and we'll rock it out, and I'll sleep on Monday.
Yeah, you take advantage of that. You do get that 3-hour time difference coming when you're coming west.
Yep,
so that does get you in. It's you in pretty nice and early in the afternoon. I appreciate you making that effort on my behalf. And we're going to have a good time in Sunnyvale. And finally, but never, finally is never the right word for this guy. He's a man. He's a Wolverine. He's a trivia whiz. He has an extra spleen. I don't know where I got that from. You might want to check your Wikipedia. It's Sam Levine.
Oh, hi, Doug.
Woo! Oh, I see. You. Extra spleen rhymes with Sam Levine. That's what's happening there.
Yep.
I wrote that down. I was being funny. Is that where you store your movie trivia knowledge in that extra spleen?
You know it, and I don't even keep it next to my first spleen. Just it's a hidden part of my body. Nothing can happen to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever tell people about it? Because that would be mansplaining. I am, as a general rule, against that. Okay.
I try to tell people about John Hamm, and that's hamsplaining.
Oh, okay. There's so much to tell about him.
So much to talk about.
We know so many secrets. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Sam.
Yes, Doug.
Do you feel any threat at all from Carmen and Johnny today? They don't seem like they have the eye of the tiger.
Always. Rawr! I have zero confidence coming into any game, Doug, because I don't know what games you've cooked up for us. I don't know if I'm going to have to guess how people answered polls or if it's going to be crazy line of dialogue that no one's ever heard. My confidence is zero with these games.
I get it. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, before we begin our games today to find out if Sam is penetrable, I'd like each of you.
That's between me and John Hamm,
his
Doug.
Fortress. I meant his fortress, not him individually. I'd like each of you to recommend a motion picture. We'll start with you, Sam. You were on the show very recently, so you knew this was coming.
I did.
The generic, just recommend a movie.
Okay.
Go.
Scarface.
Which?
The most recent Scarface.
The Al Pacino Scarface?
The Al Pacino, Michelle Pfeiffer, Brian De Palma Scarface, yes.
Why are you recommending that at this time?
I saw it the other night, and it's a very interesting film. It's not De Palma's best, I don't think. I think a lot of people will say that, but I forgot it's almost fun how ridiculous it is,
right?
Especially because I had also just watched The Godfather Part 1 and Part 2, so knowing how strong and capable of an actor Al Pacino has been his whole life, watching him play that character.
Right, but except for the silly accent or whatever, like, I would rather imagine that that's what happens to his character from The Godfather.
Oh!
Like, Scarface is a better Godfather 3 than Godfather 3 is.
Oh, I think you're right.
Because Scarface is as if the Godfather never says they keep pulling me back in. He's just like, I want more.
Yeah.
He's like, go, go, go. He's not like, he's so reflective in Part 3, and it takes Andy Garcia to step up and be a true mob boss in that one.
Yeah.
So that just is all.
I never saw Godfather 3 because everyone that loved Godfather was like, you don't need to see that one.
it really puts a bad taste in your mouth, because it's like enough, it feels enough like a Godfather movie that it's like, okay, this should be great. And then it's just not. It's just not.
It was
really
nominated
weird.
For Best Picture.
Yeah, well, because, you know, it really ran on quite a bit of steam, but nobody could, you know, there was nobody could keep their mouths shut about what a terrible actress Sofia Coppola was.
All right, well, the good news is she's a brilliant director.
Yeah, no, it worked out fantastic, but I'm just saying at the time, gosh, could you go a little lighter on her? You know, she just is a Nepo baby that got,
we didn't have her daddy.
Her daddy had too much confidence in her.
Mm-hmm. For me, it felt the same kind of way. It was a different dynamic, but the same kind of how Indiana Jones Temple of Doom, that the lady who was just sleeping with Steven Spielberg at the time. And it was like, okay, I get it, bud, but come on, you know? She screams the whole film.
It was poor timing on his part that, like, you know, the first Indiana Jones movie, one of the things that was heralded about it was that the female, the lady character, Marion Ravenwood, was Indy's equal in many ways and his better in some ways. Like, she wasn't a pussy about snakes. So they established that. Then the second movie, Spielberg's like, oh, I got this great idea. Or, you know, the writers of it. You know, what if we do a throwback to how to the damsel in distress and have his love interest be somebody that needs to be saved constantly? And so they'd already set up this great thing and then went back to a more old-fashioned approach.
Yeah, to something boring that we've seen over and
over
and over again.
I love how much they torture. I do love how much they torture her, though. I do find
it's the only saving grace, because I love that one. I love that movie.
Me too.
But her part in it is so, I guess what the kids call it, cringe. It was so eye-rolly. It was just like, oh my gosh, let me guess, you don't like bugs. You can't stand this. Oh my god, everything so difficult. But my nails, it was like, come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah, but you such know, she was just, she's just a social climbing nightclub singer who somehow was fluent in Chinese.
Yeah. Well, listen, you learn about the money if you want the money, Doug.
Yeah. Spielberg got really cocky with that one, and that's why it's my favorite Indiana Jones movie, because every single element is bigger and crazier than it needs to be throughout the entire movie. It's always too much. And
between the monkey's brains and the heart getting ripped, I mean, I love that film. I love it because of that too. All of the things that you mentioned, I love that. She's the only thorn in my side in that entire film.
Well, good for you, because, you know, Short Round's right there saying a lot of annoying shit the whole time too.
You mean Academy Award winner Short Round?
That's what I meant when I was saying those words.
That's
but
what I thought you meant.
Yeah, no, I've always loved Short Round, but, you know, he's easy to make. If you quote anything he says in the movie, like anytime somebody says that something is nuts, I always think of him saying, he no nuts, he crazy.
He crazy, yeah.
Canceled immediately.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's, you can't quote Short Round anymore.
You can't do it. But I think of it. You know what I mean? I think of it.
Oh yeah, because there's so many great lines.
You could say, "Hold on to your potatoes."
You can. It's a weird thing for a kid to be saying to adult people. What exactly is he inferring about? Like, is he actually talking about their genitals?
No. Literal potatoes. In that village, obviously, people drive around with potatoes all the time. Yeah, it's a real potato town.
Yeah, he says that to every passenger. It just happened to be in this particular case, they crashed in through the roof because a high-speed chase was about to happen involving rickshaws. The movie's just so crazy. I love it. But we got to talk about other films. Sam, your recommendation really set us off on an entirely different movie.
I can see that. Several different movies.
But to recap, Sam thinks recommends Scarface.
Yep.
You know, not the best De Palma movie.
No.
But Worth a watch.
Worth a watch, for sure. If you've never seen it.
Incredible actors in there. F. Murray Abraham just eats it up. Okay, Carmen.
Yes.
Other than Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom, what would you like to recommend?
I am going to recommend a film from 2021 called Ghostbusters Afterlife. And I'm going to recommend it because so many times they, and by they I mean the film industry, has tried to capitalize on nostalgia, on our adoration for things from the past when there was way less corporate fingers, I guess, being dipped into the creative process. And I do think this is one of the exceptions of those films being executed really well, where it had enough of nostalgia and it also incorporated the youth to be like, oh, this might be a storyline you could go back and watch for the young kids. And it was also enough of an homage, enough of a head nod to the past films that it still had all of the characteristics of the original three, or excuse me, the original two, that that kept me. I didn't hate it. And I went into it very cynically. I went into it going, I don't know, how are you going to get me to care? And they did. They got me to care, and they casted it well. I think their hat tip to you know what I'm talking about, where this the tearjerker moment, it was all beautifully done, to Harold Ramis, of course. So I highly recommend Ghostbusters, and also in lieu of the new one coming out, I think that Ghostbusters Afterlife was delightful.
Okay, because that was my question, is so have you seen Frozen Empire yet?
I haven't seen Frozen Empire yet.
So you're psyched though?
I am excited to go see it.
You think I've heard that the critics weren't crazy about it.
Sure.
I've seen it.
I never go by critics, though, or at Rotten Tomatoes. They've been wrong so many times.
Sam saw it, and we know that he thinks it's at least not as good as Scarface.
Gotcha.
Because he didn't recommend it over Scarface.
That's true.
Given the chance. He had the chance just now.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I don't think it's as good as Scarface.
Well, that's we'll just leave it at that, because I feel like anybody who's interested in seeing it is going to see it, whether we praise or insult it.
Have you seen it yet, Doug?
I'm so far behind. I didn't see Ghostbusters 2. I'm kidding. But
I was too busy watching Indiana Jones over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. But, you know, the Ghostbusters franchise is certainly everybody's got a lot of opinions about it. So I've read a lot about these more recent installments, and I got to catch up. All right. We got to move on, though, to Johnny. What would you like to recommend at this time?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Nice.
Interesting. Why does that come to mind at this time?
Well, I was thinking about movies that I ask any person I ever meet if they've seen. And it basically is a litmus test to whether I am going to be friends with them or not. So,
right.
If they don't like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I think there's something clinically wrong with them, or they just have no interest in what 80s stoner culture was. So it has everything. It's the 80s. It's the greatest time capsule.
What if somebody says they don't like it just because they don't like, you know how adults don't like anything that's just about high schoolers?
Yeah, I say fuck, you know what I mean?
Or like adults that don't like anything that's animated, even if it's an animated thing for adults.
Yeah, I think that we're probably not going to get on, you know. I just think we're philosophically opposed as humans.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's such a nostalgia trip for me. It was like the first time I'd seen boobs in a movie was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. First time I heard the word dick, like that wasn't a name, was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's basically, it's the reason I am how I am.
It's an interesting movie how, you know, when it came out, it didn't really make any impact at all. Wasn't a box office hit, but just... No. that immediately stuck with people. Like, people immediately, Spicoli became like an instant, like, iconic figure. And it didn't even really, you know, it still took Sean Penn a while to really get his acting career to like the Sean Penn that we know, you know.
Right.
His follow-up to that wasn't Milk.
He went straight from Fast Times to Milk.
Fast Times to Milk. Like,
there was a good, you know, there's a lot of other movies named after food and beverages. Like,
that's right.
Like, he had to do Sweet and Low, and he had to do...
Oh my god, please come up with another one.
I can't. I don't know if there's another one.
I am sandwiches.
Carlito's, Carlito's Curds and Whey.
Yeah. I was gonna say Doritos Whey.
All right. Well, Fast Times is always, I'll always back that recommendation. But thank you for all of those recs. We got to take a break and come back and play some games. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and the first game we're going to play today is Sam Levine's favorite game. I think of him every time I play it, whether he's on the show or not. It's called The Little Search Engine That Could. You sound like the little engine that couldn't. You can get up this hill today, Sam. You can do it.
We'll see.
Come on, Sam, don't be a Percy about this.
Well, I don't know if in previous appearances this game has come up, Carmen or Johnny, but the premise is this. The search engine on IMDb, I'll just type the name or I'll type a word into that search engine, and then I'll just write down the top movies that come up that have that word in the title based on, you know, IMDb's weird algorithm of it's mostly, you know, things that are being searched. And in this particular case, I wrote down the top four movies that had this word in the title. So once I tell you the word, okay. I don't like to say it too early before I finish explaining, because people suddenly start blurting out answers, and that's not how it works. Once I tell you this word, we'll start with Carmen. Okay. You get to guess one title that you think, one movie title that might have that word in it and landed in the top four on IMDb's algorithm today. Okay. If you get any of the titles in the top four, you get points based on where it is in the top four. You know, number one, you get 4 points. Number two, you get three. Number three, you get two. And number four, you get 1 point. Anything else, even if it's on the list, no points. Sam, then Johnny goes second after Carmen, and then Sam gets to go. And then we repeat that three times. So you'll each get three guesses ultimately. And of course, if we end up clearing the board and get all four answers, then the game will end right there, and whoever has the most points wins.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And the reason that I wrote down four titles is because the word is four.
Oh, God.
This is, you're looking for popular movies, or movies you think are popular enough to currently be in the top four on the IMDb list of movies with the word four in the title.
Okay.
So we could be talking about, you know, the word four just being in there sort of casual, like a word in a sentence, or four as in it's part four, you know, it's a sequel situation.
Yeah, like four fast or four furious. I get what you're saying is what I'm saying.
It was too fast, too furious, not four fast, four furious.
it was a run over joke that I was trying to do on purpose, what's got four films that are still relevant? I'm gonna go for the if I don't remember if four was in the title, but the fourth John Wick movie.
What is that called?
John Wick Four, still pursuing something.
I'll accept John Wick Four because it's such a you know, such a corny.
I don't know what this up.
The king is generous today.
It's called a Chapter Four.
Chapter Four.
John Wick Chapter Four. But regardless of what it's called, is that your final answer? Is that what you think would be in the top four?
It's the only thing I could think of.
Search that's today.
Today, I mean.
Well, don't worry about it because you'll also get two more guesses. So don't put
too much
on this one. So you're going to stick with that, with John Wick Chapter Four.
John Wick Chapter Four.
It's a good thing you did because it is on the list.
Wow.
Is it?
Number two.
That is shocking to me.
Right?
Same. I am shocked.
3 points.
I couldn't think of another movie franchise that has four in it.
That really helped you, is your lack of knowledge really pinpointed the specific thing that really was helpful. That it worked out great that you said it. But let's go to Johnny. You still could crack this thing by coming up with the number one movie that has the word four in the title.
I'm going to go with Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It, of course, is on a list of four movies with four in the title, but did not.
John Wick Chapter Four made it?
Four.
Oh, my God. I'm incensed.
Yeah.
Wait, it's not in the top four? It's not number
one. It's not in the top four.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
Wow. I actually forgot about the movie until you said that.
You think people are looking up Four Weddings and a Funeral today? Did something just happen? I mean, Hugh Grant's always in the news lately because all he has to do is grant an interview and he's gonna say something curmudgeonly that gets a little press, gets people all riled up. How dare he be upset that he had to play an Oompa Loompa? It's like, well, it was a pretty undignified role. wait, what? So what's your answer? Oh, Johnny said Four Weddings and a Funeral. Sorry. Sam, what's your first guess?
I mean, I was absolutely convinced Four Weddings and a Funeral was number one. But I get the feeling, if John Wick Chapter Four is up there, then it's going to be another four. And playing the recency game, I will guess Kung Fu Panda Four.
Come on, there's no way.
Just came out. It just happened. And I even saw the other night on Jeopardy, Amy Schneider was on, our friend Amy Schneider, and Poe was like the $200 answer. It was a question about Jack Black in Kung Fu Panda and the character Poe. And, you know, I don't know how he does it, but Sam Levine is such a formidable player that It is number one no! on the list.
Are you kidding me?
Number one.
Well, insane. I guess going third there helped.
It did, because you get to hear about like what kind of ideas people have.
I would have gone first and said four weddings and a funeral. I would have gone second and said four weddings and a funeral.
It's an exciting, I mean, it's definitely a movie that comes into your head when you're thinking of movies that have the word four in them. It's
also nominated for Best Picture.
As it should have been, I guess.
Inexplicably.
I haven't seen it in a
No,
while.
It shouldn't have been. You want to know the other four? It was nominated against Pulp Fiction, Shawshank Redemption, Quiz Show, and Forrest Gump.
Okay, so, I'd still give it a solid third place.
All right.
I mean, yeah, maybe. Maybe it's high with Quiz Show, but like Forrest Gump, I don't think, I feel like isn't the masterpiece we thought it was for a second. But, you know, it's certainly not. Boy, Death Becomes Her was trending because somebody just randomly decided to say that it's Robert Zemeckis' worst movie.
Oh.
And of course, everybody jumped in to be like, what? Death Becomes Her? Like, he's made a lot of movies.
I remember that movie vividly. I recently rewatched it probably movie. Like a year and a half ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that people are really fond of that movie. I mean, I don't necessarily think it's great, but I don't begrudge anybody for loving it. But this person that, you know, posted that really got a lot of action from people just going, but what about, you know, other movies they think is worse than that one. Okay, so we're back to Carmen. Just what do you got? Have you thought of anything else in the meantime? Because you could, if you get the one that's in third, the third spot, you get 2 points. You'd pass Sam.
I can't think of anything new that's four. The only two movies I could think of, it was the Mark Wahlberg movie back in the early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
Which no, was
that's,
for
that's fear. That's fear, not four.
No, four.
That roller coaster scene, my God.
Oh no, the one with the R&B singer. Four brothers. Four brothers and the what other one? There is the Fantastic Four, which was like from also around that same time. Those are the only four movies I could think of with four
well, I'm
in
glad
it.
You didn't think of more because you're telling them to the other players in the game.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yes, yeah, so either one, if they're in the top four, either movie. But those are the only two movies with four in it I can fucking think of.
Cool. I'm going to take four guesses.
You'll have to
pick
one.
Doug.
Okay. Let's go with I made fun of the Fantastic Four movie more, so maybe that one.
Which Fantastic Four?
What do you mean?
They've made that movie many times with that title.
Too many times.
Well, the one I was talking about wasn't good.
The one with Chris Evans and Jessica Alba.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It came out around the same time as the other, because I was like, what's up with all these four movies?
Yes, in the aughts.
Because of the four brothers, it was a four heavy year, whenever it was.
All right.
I just remember it being the early aughts. So it was like, because that with the time fantastic. I was dating like a cinephile. So I went to see a lot of films that I had no interest in seeing. And those were definitely two of them.
So but which I made one fun is your of the answer.
Oh, Fantastic Four.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Didn't mean for that to come off harsh.
You lose. You
I just had my finger on the button.
Willy Wonka
so long.
On me.
for reasons you'll understand later. Johnny.
Yeah.
What's your follow-up guess?
I'm guessing sequels seem like the way to go here. So
like the number four.
I'm gonna do a recent a recent sequel and one of my all-time favorite hate watch franchises, The Expendables 4.
Oh, shit, I forgot they had four of those.
It's pretty
that
new.
Is on the list.
Fuck yes.
Yes, it's number, it's number
I needed
three.
It.
It's number three. Everybody got points on the board, so that's exciting. Wow. But who knows if we could call the rest of what's about to happen exciting. Because Carmen has three, Johnny has two, Sam has four. Sam, can you, you know, rub salt in the wound here and expand your numbers even further?
The only thing I can think of is Despicable Me 4, because I just saw a trailer for it the other day, and I would think recency might help that.
You'd think it would, but no.
Nah.
That one didn't make it. Back to Carmen. Do you want to say the other one that you were thinking about before, or have you thought of something else?
Well, if it's the same thing, I want to say Fantastic Four again, but the not old one, because of what he said.
Oh, you want to say that instead of Four Brothers?
Yeah. If there's a new Fantastic Four, probably if it's recent, then there's that. I didn't know there was a recent one.
Fantastic Four.
Well, yeah, there's
with Miles Teller.
Right. There's,
Fantastic Four. Yeah. Let's try again. Is that the full name of it?
No, it's just Fantastic Four.
Okay.
With Miles Teller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and nobody liked it. Especially Miles Teller. And nobody's writing about, you know, nobody's typing it into the search engine. People are excited though about, you know, that there will be a new Fantastic Four.
Oh yeah.
Coming up fairly soon. All right, Johnny, back to you to see if you could just for fun put another point on the board. Sam, of course, is you can't pass him at this point. But also, as always, this game doesn't matter.
This is this movie's old, but Four Rooms, Tim Roth movie.
Oh yeah,
yep. That was Tim Roth was in all the segments, but different directors did the each one, and yeah. Tarantino did the fourth of the four with a. Bruce Willis like threatening to cut off his own finger or something. But sorry, no, that is not that did not make the top four. Sam, do you have one more guess?
Oh God.
Do you want to show off that big beautiful brain of yours some more?
Toy Story 4.
That is a great guess.
I'm out.
That should have been what I said.
Very good guess. It's hovering, it's nearby the top four. As are Four Rooms, Four Brothers, Fantastic Four are all pretty close. Also a movie called Four Lions that a lot of people are big fans of. But for some reason, I didn't investigate further, but fourth place currently is a movie called Four Daughters. That is, it looks like it's fairly recent, like from like last year. And I guess maybe it's on a streamer or something, so people are looking it up. But that is neither here nor there, because Sam has won the game. What he's won is he gets to go first in our last and deciding game, which may or may not be an advantage. And we will find out what it is after these messages. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back. I hope everybody had a chance to get like a sip of water or something. I know I'm feeling very cotton mouthy.
Nice.
Like the snake?
Parched. So I'm parched, you see?
Nice to have that break. I don't even have a guess as to which of the three of you just said that. So.
Yeah.
Sam Levine and his character work. All right. Speaking of Sam Levine, he gets to go first in our concluding, determining game today. And it's something that I call, whose tagline is it anyway?
Okay.
Sam?
Yes.
Whenever he says, it makes me so happy.
You guys, some of these taglines.
I'm here to challenge you, Sam.
All right.
I'm going to say a tagline from a motion picture that is allegedly real, according to whatever weirdo typed it into IMDb. You tell me the movie.
Okay.
And we'll start with Sam. He gets the first crack at the first tagline. If he can't think of it or guesses incorrectly, Johnny gets a shot. Johnny misses. Carmen steps in. First person to get three right wins. And there is a theme.
Oh.
Sam, of course, will not know the theme from this very first tagline. But then after that, it should become apparent. But even if it doesn't, don't worry about it. Just listen to the content of the tagline. And give it the old college try.
Okay.
Which when people say that to me, it doesn't really mean much because I went to junior college and then quit.
Yeah, I didn't go to college at all. So same thing.
High school dropout.
Armin, where'd you go to college?
I went to Valencia Community College and then I went to the University of Central Florida.
Well, that's nice of you to give the community college a little nod before getting into the real deal. So you really went to college.
Where'd you go? Mm-hmm. Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I've been on that campus.
All right. Well, you should win today, Carmen, against these uneducated
I didn't go to school for movies, though. So.
Oh, shoot. All right. Sam is up.
The first
tagline is the one that started it all.
Ooh, that sounds so familiar.
What movie would they say that about?
The one that started it all. I feel like I know that one.
Any guesses?
I'm going through my brains. The one that started it all.
You know, there's no shame in passing.
No, I know. I'm just trying to see if I can dig deep because it feels so familiar, Doug. Like, I feel like I've seen that somewhere. And the more I think about it, the fewer answers are coming to the top of my brain. The one that started it all.
You can just catch the next one.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'll say, well, maybe it was a well, of some kind. So I'll say, I know, I've got it. It's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, that, you know. Arguably is the one that started
it is the
all.
One that started it all.
But
it's a prequel.
No, in this case.
All right.
That's not what I'm looking for.
I'm just know I'm gonna be very upset when you tell the answer.
Johnny.
Which is what brings him joy. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll say the answer and then you'll go. Johnny, do you have any idea what the one that started it all could be in reference to?
Not a single one. You know, it's no help. It was the tagline for WrestleMania 30. No, I know. That was the tagline.
What a wonderful piece of cinema.
You know, it's like Scarface and Fast Times Fucked. So, anywho, I'm going to go with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a terrific guess, but no. Too early for that kind of talk. Is only they're only on two movies. But yeah. Carmen.
The Rambo movie First Blood.
Ooh.
Oh, someone okay. That's I don't know. A really good that's
First Blood, the one that started it all. Line. I mean
Yeah, for like, you know, for like a re-release, that's definitely the kind of thing that they would say, but that's not the answer.
Okay.
The correct answer is a re-release of the 1937 motion picture called Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I could have been here for a while and not said that.
Oh, I definitely would have not said that.
A white movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go back to Sam for round two. So the first title is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is the first answer. So now when you hear this second one, try to figure out what the theme is.
Gotcha.
The tagline is, all the magic of Snow White, but so excitedly different.
The fuck? Come on.
All the magic of Snow White, but so excitedly different.
Excitedly different, huh? And
how excited we are about how different it is. But still magical. What's your answer, Sam?
Is there a sequel to Snow White that I'm forgetting?
It's got all of the magic of Snow White.
Right. Yeah.
All of it.
Snow White 2, Electric Boogaloo. I mean, just come on, just say it, Sam.
Excitedly.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
No.
No.
Johnny? Oh, wait, let me give you the noise.
Okay, thank you. Johnny? Thanks for the noise.
Yeah, this is a long shot.
Okay.
But is it Happily Ever After?
No, but I wouldn't call that as a long shot necessarily. Oh. Carmen?
I'm going between Cinderella.
Of Snow White, but so excited, different. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's an interesting approach. You're going to say Cinderella?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect, but certainly, you're in the right area because this, of course, was the second feature film from Walt Disney that was animated, and it was called Pinocchio.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
From 1940. Had all the magic of Snow White, but so excitedly different.
That's what I was trying to think. I was trying to think of what was around then that would have added. Why would they have mentioned their first movie? So I didn't know what their second film was. So that's why I was like, I don't know. The other bitch, Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Let's go to Sam for the next round. The movie so far, Snow White and Pinocchio. And this actual tagline goes like this. Fantasia will amaze ya.
Well, come on. This
obviously
seems like
that's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. I was so close getting it a few turns ago. Doug, I'm going to take a real shot in the dark here and say, is that Fantasia?
That is Fantasia.
Okay.
From 1940. But then, of course, when they re-released it, they came up with that amazing, amazing tagline, Fantasia will amaze you. As Sam will tell you, Carmen, the first thing that he finds frustrating about the games here is that anyone could luck into what considered to be an easy question. And
a question containing the answer.
It happened to be Sam that lucked out. But
Boo.
He gets to go first on this next one. Johnny gets to go first now. And so let's see what he can do with this. Johnny, what movie has the tagline, Walt Disney's best full-length feature since Snow White?
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow. Okay, I'm trying to do my Walt Disney timeline here. I'm no Disney.
You gotta ask yourself, how many movies were they willing to throw under the bus?
Yeah, that's true.
In their own advertising, when they say it's the best full length feature since Snow White,
I'm gonna say they throw a lot of movies under the bus, and I'm gonna say The Little Mermaid.
That is a lot of movies, and no, it's not their best. I mean, maybe they said that again when Little Mermaid came out. I didn't do the due diligence on that. This could be something they say all the time, but when do you think they said it? What movie do you think they meant in this case, Carmen?
Will you say the line again, please?
Walt Disney's best full-length feature since Snow White.
Well, I'm going to say, no, then if that's the case, I'm going to say Cinderella again. I think Cinderella is old enough, and it makes the most sense. I mean, it's one of their biggest hits.
She's old enough, and damn it, she's good enough. Al Franken. No. I'm sorry, it's not Cinderella. Not Cinderella. We're back to Sam. Walt Disney's best full-length feature since Snow White is...
I got a 50-50 shot, and I'm going to say... Dumbo?
Dumbo is correct.
Oh, nice.
Dumbo from 1941, so they didn't throw too many under the bus.
Oof.
That best since Snow White claim, and those ones since Snow White were amazing, so it's funny that they even went on that road. But we're back to Johnny for this next one. What movie do you think had the tagline "A Great Love Story"?
Wow.
So in your head, eliminate all the movies that aren't a love story.
Yeah, it can't be Fantasia again. let's see here. A great love story. I'm going to say Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, okay. You know, by today's, you know, and looking through today's lens, not necessarily a great love story for everybody involved, but...
Whatever do you mean, Doug?
Oh, actually, though, like Sleeping Beauty, like he knows that, like, if he kisses her, he's helping her, like, he knows he's saving her. Like, it's Snow White, he just strolls up and is like, hey, his corpse looks pretty hot.
Yeah. Look, you how know, well she's presented for me as well on a platter, literally.
Sleeping, you know, this lady who's passed out. I'm sorry, Johnny.
It's the other one, isn't it?
It's not Sleeping Beauty. Carmen?
I wonder what she's going to guess.
It's got to be one of these, goddammit. It's got to be one of these. I'm going to go. Third time's a charm, baby. Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day, it's Cinderella.
I'm sorry, it's not.
Oh,
Cinderella.
Shit.
Damn it.
I thought you Sam, had that coming.
Lady and the Tramp?
What do you think it is?
I'm saying Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, that's such a good guess, Buck.
People do think that movie's romantic the way they share the spaghetti, but they cut away before one dog eats the other dog's face off. They don't show that part in the bloopers of an animated movie. Did I do the buzzer yet for that one?
No.
There it is. Okay.
Oh, I think I have a guess.
Well, you don't want to guess again because we're back in that territory of the game has to continue and don't want to give anybody future answers. But were you, we'll trust you if you say that's what you're going to say. Were you going to say Bambi?
No.
What?
Yeah.
It's Bambi?
Bambi is called A Great Love Story. I cannot figure that one out.
That's what I was torn between Bambi and Dumbo before.
I mean, in both cases, I don't really think of them as love stories.
No. But
love of a mother and their child, I guess.
Oy.
Yeah, that's exactly. Who All needs right. that? All right, back to you, Johnny.
Let's go.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Midnight never strikes when you're in love.
Oh my God. This is ridiculous. Come on.
I think I know this one.
Jesus
Christ. I'm going to go with Cinderella.
I can barely blow the whistle.
How infuriating.
I'm so happy that happened.
I hope you turn into a pumpkin. How about that?
Oh man, I got a big gourd.
All right, okay, so we got one more left. Carmen, this is your chance to at least get on the board. This one is another one that's a head scratcher, but the tagline is the all cartoon musical wonder film. So I guess they were using the expression all cartoon, which is funny.
Which makes sense because they were one of the first ones to do the incorporate, like when you have the bed knobs and broomsticks, yes, and you have the other one. Yeah, there is another one too, which I always forgot about. But
the dead name one. We don't talk about Song of the South anymore.
Oh yeah, Song of the South.
Oh God.
Oh man, I was gonna say if it's Song of the South, this podcast just got real edgy.
I'd use that as an answer in a trivia game, but that I was just bringing it up as an example of where they flip back and forth between live action and animated. I just remember when I was a kid finding the animation parts great and the live action parts so boring. I hated them so much. That like I didn't even. It's probably one of the first Disney movies I didn't want to revisit. Like I never wanted to see it again. But anyway, what's your answer for this, Carmen?
I did love Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, though. The all cartoon. Sorry, go ahead. The all cartoon
musical wonder film.
The all cartoon musical wonder film. Which one was a musical?
Which of them?
Yeah, I mean, some of them weren't. Like, they don't sing songs in Bambi.
They sing at least one song.
Do they?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, Lord, I'm about to get shot.
Yes, that ballad. That famous ballad.
It's so tender.
In that great love story.
So romantic.
Yeah, it's if you love venison. And forest fires. It's a real hoot.
I'm gonna guess but is it a feature film? I don't remember if this was a feature
cartoon musical wonder film, but yeah, they're all feature films.
I remember I only remember this because I used to have a VHS of like the Merry Melodies.
Mm-hmm.
It was the three birds, the three
caballeros.
The three caballeros. I was gonna the three amigos, but that's a different film entirely.
Yeah.
The three caballeros. Yes.
That is a Disney animated film, but they didn't use that tagline.
Okay.
We're back over to Sam.
Oh God!
If you missed this, Sam, 101, Donnie has a chance to tie it up.
I have no idea. 101 Dalmatians.
Did you say that because it's got the word wonder film?
The Oneaters?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't spell it for you. It is spelled WONDER.
No, I guessed it because I'm racking my brain on Disney animated movies, and that's what it came up
with. Oh, I have a guess. Oh, man, I hope you're wrong because I want this guess to be right.
Go ahead. I get it. I get to go first, Carmen. Johnny, jeez.
Johnny, what do you think it is?
Well, I'm using the fact that they're calling it Wonder Film to go with Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, God.
Johnny ties it up.
Oh, yes, baby, let's go.
I blew it.
That was going to be my guess. I should have thought that first.
That's what happens. But what you're going to do, Sam gets to go first on this final one. It's a tiebreaker.
Okay.
It's between Sam and Johnny.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but Sam is up first, and, you know, here goes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. One great, big, wonderful picture.
Oh, God. I'm so mad right now.
This game seems rigged. I'm not going to lie, but that seems pretty, it seems like you lobbed that one. I mean, come on. You got to be kidding me.
You think that one was easier than Fantasia will amaze you?
No, I don't think that.
Sam, what's your guess?
I mean, you know, obviously it seems like the thing I guessed before, but you can mess with me, Doug. I know you can, you're capable.
I didn't know you were going to guess that before.
Yes.
How would he know that? This is already predetermined.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. 101 Dalmatians. 101 Dalmatians, I guess, is the technical term.
You did it.
Okay.
So the tiebreaker was supposed to be easy just because the tie has to be settled. And
gotcha. But
still a very exciting. I like it whenever coming in first in the first game actually really does pay off, because that did help Sam in this particular case. And Sam gets to do his plugs first. What would you like to promote? We're real tight on time.
So, of course, long. You know, find me on Cameo for all your video needs. And also, it's my brother's birthday today. So happy birthday, Max.
Oh, that's nice. This will be out late this evening, so his birthday will be gone by then. But
yeah, he'll still be celebrating.
You could still exactly. I mean, who isn't going to be listening to this at midnight on their birthday? It's a great way to send themselves into their new year.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year to everybody! I can't stress that enough. And Carmen Morales, what would you like to promote? What do you got to plug?
CarmenMorales.com for all of your Carmen Morales needs. I will be on a cannabis tour all of April. Please come see me. I'm doing the Gateway Show in assorted cities. CarmenMorales.com. Follow me at The Funny Carmen. But I will be in Bellingham, Washington, Vancouver, Canada, Denver, Fort Collins, Sacramento, Santa Rosa, Minneapolis, April. All April. And then I'll be in Tampa the last week of May as well. Still smoking cannabis, but not having the show have anything to do with it.
Sure. But all those other cities, that's a great run. I love a lot of those places. Mm-hmm. I've been to most of them, I think. And that's really cool. Johnny Taylor Jr., mm-hmm. What do you got coming up? Where can people see you?
In April, I'm on tour all month long with my friend Brian Posehn. We are going to be in Buffalo on April 4th and 5th at Helium. Then we're going to be at Table and Tap in Norfolk, Nebraska on the 11th and 12th. And then we're going to be in Arlington, Virginia at the Arlington Draft House the 25th through the 27th. So come fuck
awesome.
With me.
Awesome. That's great. I've got some dates coming up. They're semi-announced at this point. But I've got some shows coming up later this year at Arlington Draft House as well. It's a really fun facility. Like I mentioned, Johnny and I, along with a couple other people, will be at Rooster Tea Feathers in Sunnyvale. Especially if Johnny gets back from the East Coast safely.
Oh, I'll be there.
Text me if you get snowed in. That's Sunnyvale on Sunday, April 7th. The Benson Movie Interruption is back at Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. on Tuesday, April 2nd. And on April 20th, I'm doing stand-up. This is such a great 420 show. I'm going to be at the Bear River Casino in Lolita, California, up where nearby where most of the, you know, the world's great weed comes from. And, you know, in Humboldt. And all of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. Thanks again, everybody, for doing the show.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank That's you, fun. Buddy.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Yeah.
As this was always, fun.
I always love being reminded how much I don't know about film.
Yeah. I'd love to hook you up with that. I'd like to let you know. I mean, this was, you know, it's just can be very specific things sometimes, and you just never know when what's going to be in or out of somebody's wheelhouse. So movies with four in the title and Disney animated films, those are pretty specific categories. I still, you put up a fighting chance. You fought hard, and that's all that really that matters. I end every episode by saying a tagline from, or I should say the last line from a motion picture. I always pick out, for the most part, I pick out real ones. And I, this book that I use to look them up, they, I guess they're not in animation or Disney animation. I don't know what their deal is, because I wanted to use the last line from one of the, you know, films that I mentioned, but I had to settle for, in honor of you, Carmen, there's a motion picture starring Harry Belafonte called Carmen Jones. And so I'm going to end the show today with the last line from that. So one more time, I'd like to thank Carmen Morales and my other two guests.
And the rest.
Yeah.
What's the thing they always do in comedy shows? And friends. Carmen Morales and friends.
Well, yeah. Johnny Taylor Jr. is one of my end friends in Sunnyvale. And of course, Sam Levine. As always, you ain't ever going to do that to no man again.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.